אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Shalom Australia, I am Jeremy Jones, the Director of International and Community Affairs with the Australia, Israel and Jewish Affairs Council.
Thank you for joining us, Jeremy, on SBS Shalom Australia. I would like to ask you about Izzy Liebler, Zichrono Livracha. You knew him personally.
Yeah, I've known him all my thinking or adult life. When I was a student at university, there was a person from Australia who was very prominent internationally in campaigning for the Jews who were in the former Soviet Union. And it was quite an incredible struggle. Those of us who lived through will remember it was a constant in the Jewish community agenda. Whenever we had the opportunity, we at home would raise the issue of Soviet Jewry. But somebody had to lead a campaign. Somebody had to motivate others to become involved in that effort. And it was Izzy Liebler who was actually challenging other Jewish leaders to be out there, out front, making it clear to everybody, Jewish and non-Jewish, that we cared very much about the Jews in the former, in what was then the Soviet Union. We had the slogan, let them live or let them leave. If you weren't going to allow them to live as Jews, then let them leave to countries they could become Jewish, particularly Israel.
He started in the 70s and 80s, and he was successful because his campaign, I remember him together with Bob Hawke, managed to get Soviet Jews out of the very close, tight country that nobody could actually leave the Soviet Union then. So that was a very great achievement. What else can you tell us about Izzy Liebler?
Well, Izzy Liebler earned a reputation for being a very tough-minded person, somebody who, if they had an idea, would work very hard to pursue it, and came into confrontation, at least verbal confrontation, with many others on a whole raft of issues, because Izzy was genuinely very concerned about the Jewish community. And Izzy was somebody who believed that if people followed the path that he was recommending, that was going to achieve the end. And in many cases, it was right. Other times, there were other people who would argue they were right. But Izzy was involved very much in issues. And we have to remember, there are many people in the community who are well-to-do financially. And their contribution to the community, which is very valued, is often through donations, charity supporting organizations. But not that many people will roll up their sleeves and be involved in the process of actually real advocacy on the ground. And beyond that, Izzy was president of the Executive Council of Australian Jewry, the elected representative organization of the Australian Jewish community, on four occasions. That's quite remarkable. Anyone who serves one term or two terms, you know that if you're going to do the job properly, it is a very major commitment of time, energy, creativity. You have to work with people. Izzy put himself up for election. Izzy contested elections when others would stand against him and became the president. So he was doing it through the organized structures, and that made him also somebody who was accountable. It meant he wasn't just somebody who said, this is my idea, I'm doing it. He would bring the community with him. He would lead the community, and he would lead the community on issues which went well beyond Soviet Jewry. So it's very important to note, one of the constituent organizations of what is now the Israel Jewish Affairs Council was the Australian Institute for Jewish Affairs. Izzy founded that organization. Izzy brought others into it. This was an organization that did major, high-quality research into matters affecting the Jewish community. It hosted major seminars, not just on the future of Jewish life in general, but on issues such as anti-Semitism and racism. And not just for the Jewish community, for the Australian community. He would bring together people who cared about the nature of the Australian community in conferences with high-level speakers, well-organized, giving everybody the opportunity to debate and speak so that the community would really be better equipped to deal with its challenges. And that was another leadership role of Izzy Liebler.
We're talking to Jeremy Jones. Jeremy is the Director of International and Community Affairs at the Australia, Israel and Jewish Affairs Council. And you're listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Jeremy, we are talking about Izzy Liebler, Zichrono Livracha. He made an impact on world jury as well.
He certainly did, and it was on a number of levels. First, the Soviet jury movement. It was not an Australian doing it from Australia. It was Australian taking a world leadership role. Don't want to underestimate the role that other individuals played, but Izzy definitely was unique and was in a leadership position and was somebody who was willing to really push for what he believed was right and best, and would himself do whatever he could personally to improve the position of Jews in the Soviet Union. But also he had a consciousness of the role of Australia as the only Jewish community of any size between Israel on one side and America on the other. There aren't large Jewish communities anywhere in Asia, but Australia is a substantial community in Jewish terms, and he saw this as a way, a responsibility almost, to do things in Asia, to do breakthroughs with the relationship with China when China had no relations with Israel, to look at countries like India and other countries in Asia and say, you know, until you have relations with Israel, you can still have relations with the Jewish community, and we can be a bridge to those better relationships with Israel down the line. He invested time, energy, intellectual energy, as well as his own resources, into trying to make that progress of Asia with Israel a reality, not just a dream. He put enormous effort into this. And I know, I'm not going into details about some of the missions which have never been put on the public record, but he did much more than is publicly known. He really put himself out in many ways to try and develop those relationships. Also within the World Jewish Organizations, within the World Jewish Congress, I traveled to World Jewish Congress meetings with Izzy Liebler. One thing that you noticed is at the time I was first involved, which would have been in the 1980s, Izzy was somebody who was not popular with the people at the top in the World Jewish Congress. Sometimes they saw him as a bit of a threat because he was not going to be just listening to the people from above and saying, oh, that's right, they know. He asked questions and he fought and he argued and he had different strategies. And I remember in one particular occasion, there was a sort of a bit of a group within the World Jewish Congress leadership who didn't want Izzy to have a position. But Izzy had immense popularity with the delegates. People from other countries saw Izzy not somebody who was just above them or apart from them. They saw them as somebody who was a genuine hard worker for the Jewish world. And he was able to maintain his position of leadership and authority. But then he challenged people who he found, as the world found later, had not been behaving appropriately when it came to transparency and operating the World Jewish Congress in a way which you would want it to be. And the whole issue of that organization being the strong organization it is today had a lot to do with Izzy Liebler being willing to really put himself on the outer in organizations he wanted to be right in the middle of, because he was standing up for what he knew, what he believed to be right, and now with retrospect we all know was correct and right.
He moved to Israel, he followed his heart.
When he came to Israel, he didn't for one moment slow down, and I and many others were privileged to be guests in his home. He had Australian politicians in his home, he had journalists in his home. He wanted people to come and speak and listen to him, and he would meet them. He kept his advocacy for the Jewish community of Australia internationally and for Israel well after he retired.
Jeremy Jones, Director of International Community Affairs at the Australia-Israel and Jewish Affairs Council. Thank you so much.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להזין לפודקאסטים.